The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Thanks very much, Gura Margaret. 51551 Ray at RTE.ie. We're live from our Cork studios this Wednesday afternoon, and the reason we're in the real capital, as they call it, is because tonight we have heat number two of our Stand Up and Be Funny competition. We're searching the country for Ireland's newest and funniest stand-up comedian. And we have five people in front of me. We should have six, but poor Brendan is stuck in traffic. So we have Sinead Quillen. How are you doing, Sinead?
Very good, Ray. How are you?
Good. Christopher, how are you doing, Christopher?
Very well, thanks.
That's Christopher O'Leary. Kevin O'Connor, how are you doing, Kevin?
I'm not too bad, Ray. Thank you.
Good. Gillian Fitzgerald, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
And Roger O'Sullivan.
Ah, not too bad.
How are you doing, Roger? So, those five people, along with Brendan, will take the stage tonight in the city limits, and they will do 6 minutes of their best comedy, and they will be trying to impress our panel of judges. Barry Murphy is the chairperson of the judging panel. He, with his other two judges, will decide who is the winner, and that person will appear on the television December the 7th on RTE1 after news. And if they're good enough and lucky enough, they will become the winner of Stand Up and Be Funny, and they'll get for themselves a programme on the RTE player. Sounds exciting.
Yeah,
sounds exciting. Yeah. So let's get to know ye then. Sinead, you're one of the few people who are 26. Hans, you're 26?
Yeah,
who else
26.
Is 26? Right, there you go. Four of the five are 26. Christopher, what age are you?
37. Yeah.
You look young, 37.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right, so 26 is the average age of comedians here today. Well, it's not. It's probably the median age, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who did maths at?
The
mode
and age.
Thank you.
Both the mode and the median.
Is it the mode and the median? Right. Okay. There you go. Somebody's a statistician.
Yeah.
You are right. Okay, Christopher. Right. So if you pay attention to all the statistics around the comedians, you can give us a report at the end of it. That'd be nice. So Sinead, where are you from?
I'm from Cagnamore.
Right.
It's a small village, you know, just one of these places you live, you know, you don't need to go there for anything.
Oh, you don't pass through it?
No, I don't need to pass through to get anywhere, but it's a lovely village.
There's no specialist shops of any description?
It actually does have an outdoor swimming pool.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Just very random.
Yeah.
So we're all very good swimmers in the area.
Is that on the River Lee or where is it?
Oh, I've no idea about that now.
No, is it on a river or is it actually
a pool?
Oh,
it's an actual proper outdoor swimming pool. Yeah,
they're rare enough around the country. There's one up in Drumshambo, which we spotted when we were on our travels on the Shannon journey. So Carrignavar, that's a claim to fame.
Yeah,
and it could have one of the funniest people in Ireland from Carrignavar.
Who knows?
What's your day job?
I work for Cork Simon.
Right.
I'm a support worker, so with the homeless.
Oh, brilliant. That's good work. It's a busy time of the year for you then, is it?
Very busy, yeah. But it's usually rewarding, yeah. I love my job.
Yeah.
My job. And hello to them, because I know there's a good few of them listening today.
And what about the stand-up comedy?
Stand up is very new for me.
Is it? How new?
So, extremely new. I mean, if you looked up new in the dictionary, there'd be just a picture of me in there, yeah.
Right.
So, tonight's going to be my fourth gig.
Right.
Ever. Yeah, so that new.
Has anybody done less than four gigs? No. So, you're the true novice then. You're the true novice, Sinead. And you chose Brendan Grace as your influence.
Yeah, I love Brendan Grace. I think his humour is quite similar to mine. That's quite clean, like.
Yeah.
You know, it's about very kind of innocent topics. So I talk about stuff like buying food in a chipper and, you know, getting corned beef and stuff like that, you know, real kind of innocent, clean stuff.
Is this tinned corned beef or the real thing?
Oh, the real deal.
Oh, the real deal. Corned beef, yeah. Okay, so we have a bit of Brendan Grace and this is your choice, Sinead Quinlan from Carrignavar in County Cork.
I'd like to welcome you all to the wedding reception
today.
I am happy that my daughter is getting married. I remember when she first came to me. And she said that she wanted to get married. I said, is it someone you know? It turned out to be someone we all know. So he came around to my house, you know what I mean? And he says, I'd like to marry your daughter. I said, have you seen her mother? And He says, I have, but I'd sooner marry a daughter.
There you go, the late Brendan Grace, the choice of Sinead Quinlan. Taking part in Stand Up Be Funny in City Limits tonight. Chris O'Leary.
How you doing, Ray?
The oldest comedian here, 37. How long have you been standing up and making people laugh?
Just over 2 years. I started in London when I was working briefly over there, and I decided I'd have a go at a few open mics, and I wasn't sure whether I'd be kind of at the right standard, and I went to one to look at it and I thought that the standard was very poor. So
you were motivated by other people's incompetence.
Basically, yeah. Most of my comedy career has been incompetent, inspired by that. So I thought, worst case scenario, I'd be average, and I sure was. And then when I moved home, I did a few gigs around Cork, and then I set up a club myself down in Collins Pub in Cork City, and I've been running that for the last couple of years. So yeah, it's been going great.
And you constantly book yourself.
I constantly book myself. I'm in with the owner, so it works out well.
You're never sure to work.
Absolutely, yeah.
So median and modem and average and mean, they're all things that we should know, shouldn't we, from our secondary school.
Theoretically, you should know them, yeah. Well, but the average is probably, the mean is the only one you really use in general life.
Like, what's the difference between an average and a mean?
They're the same.
Oh, they're the same, are they? Yeah. No wonder I was confused. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Now, a lot of people chose Tommy Tiernan as their sort of favourite comedian. You did as well, but we have Stuart Lee for you. Stuart Lee was... You didn't choose Tommy Tiernan.
I didn't, no. It was George Carlin and Stuart Lee and Dylan Moran were the ones I picked.
So we have Stuart Lee for you. Let's have a listen.
You know, not everyone that voted to leave Europe wanted to see Britain immediately descend into being an unaccountable single-party state, exploiting people's worst prejudices to maintain power indefinitely. Some people just wanted bendy bananas, didn't they? Oh, no! I only wanted bendy bananas. And now there's this chaotic inferno of hate. Ah, well, never mind. At least the bananas are all bendy again, aren't they?
There you go, Stuart Lee, Christopher's choice. And Kevin O'Connor, that's your choice as well. Thanks very much, Christopher.
Yeah, I chose him as well.
What is it about him?
He's just so, well, obviously hilarious. but the way that he just carries on a joke through and through and through, he just always calls back to it. I love it.
Yeah. There's obviously, I know comedians analyse brilliant comedians. They see how it works and they... you know, take it apart, deconstruct it, and then try and reconstruct it. Is that how you work?
Kind of, yeah. I remember watching, I think, is it Bert Kreischer, I think? I'm probably getting his name wrong. But I saw him doing a story, and I could see almost how the gears turned in the story, and I was like, oh my God. It kind of informed how I changed one of my stories that I tell on stage as well.
Right.
And I was like literally taking notes.
And you're a roller disco roller skating instructor.
Yeah, I am. Yes, that's,
see, there
that's
you
my
go.
Real that, job.
Do you introduce yourself as that when you go on stage?
It has to come up like, doesn't
yes, it? Yes, it, yeah, it does.
Most people are surprised that Limerick has one, but...
Yeah. Can I just say, you don't look like a roller skating instructor.
Well, what does a roller skating instructor look like, Ray?
Yeah, well, can I tell people at home, you look more like a lead singer or a bass player in a death metal band.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I am actually very bad at playing the bass.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I do have one.
Do you? You're not in the band, are you?
No, God, no.
No, no. So what brought you to comedy then? Was it just the roller skating got too much for you?
I needed an escape, you know, I needed a way out of there. No, I don't know. I always loved stand-up anyway. But it wasn't until a couple of friends of mine started doing it that I thought, do you know what, if they're doing it, I can do it as well.
Yeah.
And then I did. And here I am now.
Right. Well, what I should have said this at the outset was that we got hundreds of tapes. So to get to the final 18 is brilliant. So well done. Give yourselves a round of applause for that because it's a huge achievement. Yeah. There you go. Look at that. Look at that. Christopher is doing this. Look. Is that what happens as you get older? You get a bit cooler, a bit more blasé about things, Christopher? Is that it?
More tired, I think.
More tired, is it? Yeah, right. Yeah. Why are you so tired?
I have a 20-month-old daughter.
Oh, right. Yeah. She's obviously not sleeping.
She's actually sleeping really well, but I'm just generally tired.
Right, Gillian, how are you?
Good, Ray. How are you?
And you're from?
Kerry.
And you're 26. Whereabouts in Kerry?
Just outside Listowel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it have a name?
Lixna.
Yeah, I love that name.
I told someone I was from Lixnaw before and they were like, that's not a real place.
Yeah. Isn't that in the song? There's a Lixnaw feature in the song. Abbey Feel, Dua. Is that something else? Yeah. Lixnaw, L-I-X-N-A-W. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does the name come from? Any idea?
I couldn't tell you.
No.
No idea.
Right.
My mother will kill me now.
Yes, she will. She will. So what's your story with stand-up?
I started doing it just under 2 years ago. Just got a bit of a notion. Well, I've been doing theatre and stuff since I was young. I did theatre in college and things like that. And I was kind of always getting like the comedic roles. So then I was a bit like, oh, we'll give stand-up a go.
Yeah.
So then I actually saw a course for a 6-week stand-up comedy course with a guy called Kieran Kelly. Kieran Kelly? No, Kieran McMahon. Kieran Kelly's my sister's boyfriend. Anyway.
Right. Great to know.
Fun fact. So then I did the course and it was just kind of like a domino effect from that. Then I didn't stop doing it.
What do you learn on a stand-up course?
Well, we wrote a 5-minute set. So like we did 6 weeks. So every week was almost like an extra minute. And then at the last week, we did a gig.
Right. And did you get scored on that? Did you get marked on it?
No. Just getting through it was the reward.
What was it like? Can you remember the first time you got a laugh? You know, a public laugh as opposed to friends and family.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was that gig. Yeah, it was really, and I think that's kind of why you go back and do it, is for that buzz, that adrenaline.
Everyone's nodding in agreement.
Yeah.
It's addictive, is it?
It's addictive,
yeah. All nod in agreement, which would be brilliant for television, but not so good for radio.
Yeah.
So your influence? Deirdre O'Kane.
Deirdre O'Kane, yes.
Yes, just I'm telling you now, because you may have put three or four.
But I've gave you three.
Deirdre O'Kane is the one we've chosen for you.
Perfect.
I thought the Jamaicans were fantastic people. And actually, they're very, very similar to the Irish. They just are a better colour. But they're equally as inefficient as we are as a race. And socially, what we drink, they smoke. So they're very laid back, to say the least. And, you know, I knew that they would be, but I wasn't actually fully prepared for just how laid back they were. Because the very first morning that I was there, I ordered breakfast, okay? And an hour and a half later, there was still no sign of it. So I said to Gloria, who was the waitress, I said, Gloria, love, is there any chance of getting the breakfast? And she said, yeah, man, soon come. Which was a nice way of saying, chill the head, bitch. But I soon realised that everything in Jamaica was, yeah, man, soon come. Sex was interminable.
Deirdre O'Kane there, the choice of Gillian Fitzgerald. We have five or six finalists for tonight's heat in Stand Up and Be Funny. It's in the City Limits in Cork. That's why we're broadcasting from the Cork studio today. Roger O'Sullivan is another 26-year-old. You're from Cork. Whereabouts in Cork, Roger?
I'm from Coachford. So,
Yeah,
it's kind of not far off of Sinead's description, except we don't have an outdoor swimming pool. We just have a pothole that's getting increasingly bigger.
So, right. You also used to have a hall that had a disco that I used to do years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And you'd come along with your box of CDs and you'd play Jump Around by House of Pain, which coincidentally is using the M&S Christmas ad. Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
Well, that was the big song in Coachford back in the day.
Really? I'm surprised that it wasn't, that there weren't marches against it. With the type of place that, no jumping around.
No jumping around here in Coachford.
Jump in place if you can, please.
It's lovely though, because the drive out to Coachford is along the Lee Valley, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a nice drive, and I'd advise you to keep going, really, to be honest.
Is it near Ballinum Law?
Yeah, it is. It's hilarious because I did history in college, but all the way through my education, I'd obviously be reading about Ballinum Law, and I think, oh, it's almost like this magical crossroads of Irish history, and it's actually just down the road from me.
I heard that one about somebody saying to tourists, this is where Michael Collins died, and they said it's a bad bend, all right. Terrible. Sorry about that. You're the comedians, not me. Right. Okay. So 26. What is it about 26? Do you think, Roger?
I think it's that threshold where you go, geez, I better get famous quick now, or I will need a real job.
So. All right. Yeah. I suppose you keep doing things until, like, my cutoff is 30, and you say, I'll keep doing this, and if I haven't achieved it by 30, I'll just settle to whatever.
Secondary school teacher.
Yeah, whatever it was. Whatever it was. I think it would have been more like what you do, Sinead. I was in that field.
Yeah. Now, you just get confident, don't you?
Sorry?
You just kind of get more confident the older you are, I think.
Yeah.
Just give things a lash, like, see what goes.
And I'm wondering, did friends and family push it towards it? You know, did it? No, they didn't. Right, okay, right.
They love us too much to let us do that.
Dylan Moran.
Oh, yeah.
Was your choice. Big
love
fan.
Oh, I love him, yeah.
Yeah, here he is.
But the thing is, it's great to be known by another person as well. You don't know what to give each other at anniversaries because you've been together for so long. You know, it's not like that when you first meet, you know, there you go, cotton or silk or whatever it is, or when you're ancient, you just roll on top of one another, open your mouth and rubies fall out. It's not... There's this ambiguous middle passage. Nobody even knows what he's supposed to do. 18 years, 17 years, there you go. There's a remote control covered in Nutella. I thought you'd enjoy that. But you gotta work it out, you know. How are you gonna do it? I mean, what happens is you end up dividing tasks. You know, you're good at this, the other person's good at the other thing. My wife is, like, one of her areas is, you know, the future. What that is, where it's happening, what time it starts. What's going to happen in it?
Dylan Moran there, the choice of Roger O'Sullivan. Now, we have Tommy Tiernan left over from Brendan, who's stuck in traffic. Will we play it out?
Yeah.
Might as well, as soon as it's there. Here we go, Tommy Tiernan. Tommy!
I've no time for facts or rationality. If all you want to do in your life is give out facts, you might as well be a signpost by the side of the road. In school, I used to hate mathematics. I hated it. You'd be there in school, and the teacher up at the top of the room with the big king of numbers heading him, and he's there, Tiernan! What is the cosine logarithm of x minus y with the really small 25 written up in the corner? Brats, smiley face, Nazi symbol, Nike symbol, close brackets, forward slash, bbc.co.uk. A woman in a train travelling at 27 miles an hour passes a man holding 5 apples in one hand and a banana in the other. What time is it? No time for that at all.
There you go, Tommy Tiernan, the choice of Brendan, who's stuck in traffic, as I say, but will be there in the city limits tonight for the second heat in our Stand Up and Be Funny. Are you nervous?
No.
Nobody's nervous. Right, Sinead, Christopher, Kevin, Gillian and Roger, you can go and get some tea, have a lie down, whatever you do, and we'll see you back in city limits at 8 o'clock this evening. Thank you very much.
Thanks, thank you
very much. Quick commercial break from Cork.